the satellite, body loving every size. Feel the vibe and energize. No shame, no fear, just joy. Every curve we deploy, hit play, let's make some noise. Oh, Chubbs go wild, living free, living style. Turn it up, turn it loud. Chubbs go wild. Big hearts, big love, big dreams. Breaking molds, tearing seams. Together.
Well, hello and welcome to a fabulous episode of Chubbs Gone Wild. It is episode 615, recorded on Monday, November 10th, 2025, and we are international. Well, wait.
No.
We're still national, but we're separated by state. That's
no,
we
we're
are.
not.
And ocean, there's an ocean between us.
Yeah. Jesus, you're like talking to a piece of fruit, you know. It's like,
oh, I'm sweet and gushy and I squirt when you eat me.
No,
oh, wait, that came out.
You're an animate, and you not good. It's not good.
Oh, fruit is delicious. All right, it is 77 degrees and sunny in Chubland. Well, in this part of Chubland, what's it over there?
Let me look real quick. We are let's see, 77 degrees. It's windy. Let's see, the humidity is 71%. I found that with the humidity, if the humidity is not really terrible, if there's a breeze. If there's a breeze, it actually is quite comfortable. But when you have, because we were shopping over in Kihei. These names of these places. We're over there, and we were shopping at Foodland, and which is kind of like their Hawaii's Whole Foods.
Oh, okay.
Very expensive. But we were over there, and there was no breeze, and it was like so uncomfortable. And then we come back over to our side of the island, and it's breezy and it feels great. I mean, it's 77 degrees. How bad could this be?
Right.
So
yeah. So it's 77 in both places. Now, for those that are not aware and are like, Tom is vacationing in Hawaii today. Well, for the next couple weeks, which is awesome.
Yeah, we're in Lahana, which is where the fires were a few years ago. And on the island of Maui. So aloha.
Now, does it seem that some of that land has been able to kind of come back, or?
Well, basically, they've cleared out all of the rubble.
Okay.
And there's a few houses that are coming back, being built, and they're coming back bigger than they were before. You know, we're seeing a lot of two-story places because you have your footprint, you know, your cement footprint, so they can't really expand from there, except they can go up. So we're seeing a lot of taller houses, and we've seen right down on Front Street, which is the area that got really ravaged. People are moving. You know, they've got like RVs or mobile homes that they are living in during the process of getting the house rebuilt. So, I mean, they own the property, so they might as well, you know, take advantage of that. It's looking better. I mean, well, when we were here, even last year, you still saw remnants of just the leftovers from the fires.
Yeah.
You know, the burnt trees and the burnt houses, and you also have to remember that supplies are very limited on the islands.
I bet.
Because yeah, it's just trying to get things in and out, especially when you have to Lahaina is it's just a highway with two lanes and that's it.
Right. And then
so
dipshit probably tariffed them thinking that they were part of another country. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, I
Yeah.
just want to say that Kim Davis is a twat, and I'm glad she has to pay her. She now has to pay all of her
own
legal
legal
fees.
fees.
Yeah.
Yay.
I
Here
hope that
we are
bankrupts that
then.
bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Maybe, well, as you can tell, no gay man would touch her hair. Let's see.
No gay men have touched her hair, you mean? I mean, she's
Yeah.
the worst dresser. I cannot believe she looks like she was dressed by what was the kids? Remember the kids' clothing line where the top and the bottom it starts with an
Yeah.
O. Starts with an O.
Oshkosh.
Oshkosh, yes.
Yeah.
It looks like she dresses that way. Just terrible. She
Yeah.
dresses like a toddler.
And her hair looking like it's some sort of weird wimple from a nun
Yep.
that's never been touched. Oh,
Yeah.
wait. She's had how many husbands and cheated on them all?
God.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
Allegedly. Allegedly.
yeah.
All
Well,
right.
she's hideous.
It is 17 days till Thanksgiving, 34 until Hanukkah, 41 until winter solstice, 44 until Christmas, and 355 until Halloween. So get those costumes ready for next year, folks. It is time to take a deep breath, cleanse our palates, our mental palates, and repeat after me, I claim myself perfect, vibrant health at all times. Or maybe we should read that again. I claim for myself perfect, vibrant health at all times. Excellent. I do. I claim it. All right. Now let's talk about Patreon and claim them for folks to that offer support for creators and receive rewards not open to the general public, like My Life in Fragments podcast, books, videos, and more. And we want to thank our amazing, wonderful current patrons, Clint, Nephi, Nick, DJ Stasage from the Univaz. We have Eric, Sean, Charles, Phoenix Dave, Brother Sinatus, Kingsley, Kathy Bacon, and Moose P. Please visit patreon.com/Matt Burlingame to find out how you can be part of the fun for as little as $1 a month. All right. Well, let us move into finding out what happened on this day in history. On November 10th, 1775, the Continental Marines were established when the Continental Congress resolved to raise 2 battalions of Marines to serve the fledgling army, remarking the birth of what would become the U.S. Marine Corps. In 1808, the Osage tribe, I'm pronouncing that at least somewhat close, agreed to cede vast lands of Missouri and Arkansas in exchange for a reservation in what is now Oklahoma, a decision that shaped the future for generations. On November 10th, 1865, Henry Wirz, the Swiss-born commandant of the Confederate Andersonville prison, was hanged for wartime atrocities against Union soldiers. Now, that same date in 1903 saw the patenting of the windshield wiper by Mary Anderson, an invention that would eventually become standard for motor vehicles. And in 1975, the freighter SS Edmund Fitzgerald sank in a fierce storm on Lake Superior, taking all 29 crewmen with it in one of the most haunting maritime disasters in the Great Lakes history. And that is what happened this day in history.
Did you like that song?
Which one?
The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, is that?
I don't think I've ever heard it.
Oh my God, it was a huge song in the 70s.
Oh, well. I will now have to look it up after the show and listen to it and see. But no, I don't. It's probably going to be one of those things that, like, as soon as I hear it, I'm like, oh, yeah. But.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people, you know, they were like going, what the hell is this song? And it's like, well, it's about the ship that went down and how it affected, you know, the whole area and all the people that died. And it was a great song. And I'm trying to remember who sang it. It was, I know we've got listeners going, it's so-and-so.
Right.
But yeah. Yeah. But that was a really big song too. And the Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
That would be
it sounded like
Gordon
a
Lightfoot.
Gordon Lightfoot. Yes. Yeah. It was like a song you'd hear in a bar, you know, like, you know, all the men would sing along with it in the bar while they're getting drunk.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's an interesting song. Good song.
I will definitely check that out. All right.
Okay.
Let's see. The only song I know about a ship was about these people that were on a 3-hour cruise.
Oh, you're so terrible. That's not even funny.
All right. So it is Area Code Day. Did you celebrate area codes?
No.
Me neither. It's also International Accounting Day, Civic Pride. Forget Me Not. Nope. Vanilla Cupcakes? No.
No.
Dang. Sesame Street Day. I hear
Oh,
not
didn't they get
doing well.
canceled?
Yeah, that's what I heard too. Or they're going to Netflix or something. Yeah. It's also USMC Day. United States
Marine Corps?
Oh, yes, that's what it means.
Yeah, yeah.
It's also World Orphans Day. I don't know if our world is an orphan or not. It's also World Science Day for Peace and Development. I think that's been outlawed here. So, I don't know.
No. He needs to get the Peace Prize. Nobel.
Yeah.
Nobel. Why are they not giving him a Peace Prize? Oh, because he's sending like soldiers into their own cities. I guess that's probably not really
Well,
showing
yeah,
up
but
great.
he's so mad about it that he's going to bomb Venezuela. Who goes to war with Venezuela? Anyway, let's see. Some other fun little events that are going around are it's National Traffic Incidents Response Week and World Kindness Week. I believe that was outlawed as well.
Yeah, that's right.
Also, Dear Santa Letter Week. So you have to write a letter to Santa. Model railroads, novel writing we talked about last time, Pursuit of Happiness Week, Hunger and Homelessness Awareness Week. Oh, well, you know what? That is, we're very aware of that this week. So, yeah. Anyway, also Pet Diabetes Month. Make sure that you that's a real thing. We've had several pets that have had it, and they can do fine if they're treated well. All right. Well, it's time for birthdays. I'm sure we don't have many birthdays, especially, you know, after that whole Valentine's Day thing happened. Oh, wait. Happy birthday to Bob Cashin Roy DeFritas. Okay. Paul Chandler, the Shy Yeti, one of our wonderful podcasters. Also to Dell, my step grandmama, Ms. Paula. Happy birthday to her. Also to Robert. And what else? else we got here? What is that? Oh my. Okay, Rick Bree, Michelle, a former mayor of West Sacramento, Mr. Christopher Cabaldon. We have Ronnie. We have none other than the amazing Lurie Dean, one of my besties. We have Michael, Mr. Michael Johnson from the Gayish podcast. I knew it would come to me. We have Sean, Brian, Mickey. Oh, that Lala Lauren has a birthday coming up. I knew she was a Scorpio. We also have Mr. Pat Geick, super listener. And we have Mike Nixie and oh, that George in Atlanta. A lot of podcasters. A lot of podcasters are Scorpios. This is what I'm saying. All right. That is wonderful. Happy birthday, everybody. Oh, and happy birthday to Nephi. Let us not forget, because if we do forget, we will never be allowed to forget. All right. We also have some feedback from Mr. Sean. And Sean says, it's impossible now to run out of entertainment. Before the internet, it was still possible to become bored. To fix the boredom, we often had to leave home, if only to go for a walk. That's very true.
Yeah, it's I mean, I still find myself getting bored, but I not like I mean, remember when you were a kid and it was just like you'd throw yourself on the bed, you were so bored. There's nothing to do. There's no because I mean, for me there was a limit on television. I mean, TV went off at like 1 o'clock in the morning, so if you were up late, there's nothing to do.
Right. I remember I saw on Facebook the other day somebody said, if you remember late at night the television playing the Star Spangled Banner, you grew up in an amazing era. And I'm like, nah, because then that meant TV was done. You had to go do something else. And
You had to listen to the radio.
yeah, like what the hell? And they would always tell you, go read a book. Ugh. I spent all day reading a book. I don't want to read a book right now.
Our rent-a-car doesn't even have a radio.
Wow, that's weird. And it doesn't have a CD player.
No, it has you can hook up your phone to it.
Oh, it doesn't even have like that built-in like. Well, I guess you'd do that on your phone, like Spotify and
Yeah, something like
Sirius
that, whatever.
XM or whatever it is. Sirius.
YouTube music.
Yeah. Oh, I have YouTube Music. I love that. Especially when you pay for it and then it keeps playing even when your phone screen turns off. It's magic. All right. We got some Chubb hugs that we want to send out, and I want to send out a Chubb hug to Mr. Kingsley for giving me the big cocks. He sent me an amazing calendar that is all roosters, and on the cover of it, it says big cocks, and they're quite big. So thank you, Mr. Kingsley. That was a wonderful surprise. Of course, there's so many Chubb hugs we could send out to so many people right now, but I imagine you'll probably cover a few of those, so
Well,
yeah.
yeah, I'm sending it out to all the people who have suffered over the last month and a half, and then fucking Schumer just caves in and gives up and fucks the whole thing up. So, yeah. So,
Corporate sellout.
he's just terrible. I was reading online that everyone's trying to push AOC to run against him next year. And just I'm thankfully Nancy Pelosi is not running again, and I think it's time that a lot of these old guards retire.
Yeah, they move the hell along because they don't hold the same values or anything like that any that we want anymore, especially the progressives. But you know what? At least I will give Nancy props for she always got shit done. She
Oh, yeah.
She was instrumental in so many things, including the American Care Act. She really got some great stuff done, and she may have overstayed, but whatever. And she certainly held up to Trump in the
Well,
first
she
time that he
actually she, I don't
did.
think she I don't think she overstayed because she stepped down
Right.
from the leadership, and yeah, I mean she's I mean I do think that it's time for her to retire. So that I mean, but I think she was very effective in what she did. She was a strong politician on our side.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, and oh God, just this I can't wait to hear what the I've Had It podcast has to say when the girls are back together to talk about Schumer. I've heard Pumps talk about it already, and
Yeah.
she's not happy, but Jen's gonna.
You know, Jen is just gonna go full bore because
Yeah.
Pumps is great. I love her, but Jen is the one who's just like, wow. So.
Yeah, did you see their they have a video where they're reading fan mail? And one person goes, "Oh, Jen, you're so good. You're this and this, but the real star is Pumps." It was very funny. But okay, anyway, where are
All
we
right.
at? Oh,
Well, Mr.
yeah.
Tom wants
So,
to tell you about some celebrity deaths.
oh, yeah. Well, we did have Dick Cheney died this week. He was the
Oh, well.
46th VP who served alongside George W. Bush. He was 84 years old. But, you know, as much as he was a pain in the ass in the last, you know, he supported his daughter when she went against Trump, and which was a plus, but he was he definitely was a dick.
Including his
And
gay daughter.
did you hear what Trump said? They go, "Oh, President Trump, did you, have you heard about Dick Cheney dying?" "Yeah, they told me." And the thing is that they've got to, you know, they've got to lower the flag. He's, you know, he was a servant, you know, he was a vice president. My God. Anyway, British actress Pauline Collins, best known for Upstairs, Downstairs, and Doctor Who. She died at 85 years old. So.
Yeah. She was quite beloved, and I remember her from Upstairs, Downstairs. She played a character that I actually did not care for. And then Thomas and Sarah was a spinoff of that, and I couldn't even make it through it. But once she got older, she got so much better, and her work in like Doctor Who and stuff was wonderful. So it was very sad that she left us. Anyway. And now Tom's going to talk to us all about his week and his fun in the sun.
Well, first of all, I don't go out in the sun. I hate it. I am not a sun person. Yeah, it's been beautiful here in the islands. I actually what I do is I go down to the pool after 5 or 6 o'clock. The sun's down, and everyone goes and has dinner. And you pretty much have the pool all to yourself, and it's nice. That's something that I was discussing with you. How do you feel about public pools? And it's like, and I hate them just because when I'm down there, I'm an asshole. I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe that that guy is—he's that tanned when he's got obviously some skin cancer on his back. I mean,
Oh
what
my
is he
God.
thinking? You know, and like this one woman walked around, and she was she had on a one piece, but it was hiked up her ass in the back, and I'm sitting there, and I said to Sean, "This is the reason why I don't come to pools. If I'm this bad, can you imagine what everyone else is thinking?"
Well,
And even though, you know, because the majority of the people in these kind of places are closer to our age than not. So it's like they're still, you know, everyone's fat and everyone's old. So, you know, it's like I shouldn't feel as conscious, but I do. I Just terrible.
I can't stand it. And usually there's always somebody that's just letting their screaming kids run around all over the place. And that's no diving for a reason, people. And yeah, I no, thank you. No, thank you.
This was interesting. High Potential, which is that series over on ABC. I don't know if I mentioned this last week or not, but it's the first 10 o'clock show. Yes, I did. Yeah, I mean that's crazy. In 26 years, there hasn't been a 10 o'clock show that's been the number one show. Oh, and then I'm reading online. They're going, oh, sad news, High Potential is canceled. And I'm like, oh, fuck you people. They're
Whatever.
not going to cancel the number one show in the nation. You people, you can't even lie well, you know.
Right.
We did finish up the British baking this week. I won't, just in case nobody, no people aren't caught up on it, I'll just say that the people online were surprised at the winner. I mean, the winner actually had done really well all through the series, but they didn't win. They obviously did not win that the last bake. So that's where the controversy is coming in. With me, I don't care. It's over. I'm done. Okay, move on. Let's see. I do want you to start watching Sheriff's C Country. It's very much like Tracker. I think you'd really like it. And the woman who stars in it is Deadpool's wife. And who and she, and she's been in everything. And it was funny because I was always feeling bad because she always gets killed in the shows that she does. And then I'm like, she's never. And then I look and she's been in like hundreds of things. So it's like, okay, I guess I don't have to worry about her so much anymore. Now, are you watching Matlock yet?
No, I will
Okay.
soon.
Well, Matlock, it's interesting because Olivia and Matlock are, they're trying to get information, but they don't want the ex-husband to know about what they're doing. And so they're the deep fucking shit that they're doing as far as, like changing they're using AI shit to manipulate around. And like this last episode, they go, I want to check out the security footage because I'm gonna see. We're gonna see Matlock there. I'm sure it's gonna be here. And then and it wasn't. I mean, they wiped it, and it's just the shit scares me. It just scares me. But it's fun in the sense of the show. Welcome to Derry, over on HBO. This is the It series. Yeah. So this last episode gave us insights on, because this takes, it's funny because the original movie took place in the 50s and the 80s. And then when they redid the movies, it took place in the 80s and the teens. So where this actually is starting off is back in the 50s, and then we just saw what happened like 30 years before that. So on last night's episode, it's really good. I'm really having fun with the show, and there's some scary shit. It's really scary. I did want to mention that since I have hair again, that my cowlick is back.
Nice.
I'm gonna have to have them cut it down or something. I don't know. I hate it. When I was a kid, my mom has put more spit on the back of my head trying to get my cowlick to go down. And maybe that's why I always had long hair when I was younger. I don't know. Let's see, where is that? No. Oh, this is interesting. I was watching the Harry Potter baking wizard show. Okay. Half of the people are from other shows, other cooking shows. You know,
Oh,
like
interesting.
you know, they've done the holiday baking, or they've been on something, you know, the British Bake Off. There's just a lot of really familiar faces, and it's and I guess I don't know why I'm surprised, because I mean, if you're going on one baking show, why wouldn't you go on as many as you can get on and try to earn some money?
Right.
And it also gives attention to what is usually their bakeries or something they're trying to sell. So I get it, I get it, but it's just odd. On the flight over, I watched two movies that I haven't seen in a long time. I watched What's Up, Doc, which is Barbra Streisand and Rand O'Neill, and then I watched
Oh, yeah.
The Last of Sheila. A lot of people don't know Last of Sheila, but this is it's a movie with James Colburn and Richard Benjamin and Diane Cannon, Raquel Welch. Basically, it's a murder mystery that was written by Anthony Perkins and Stephen Sondheim, based on the fact that when they were roommates, that they would have they play games. So they thought, well, why don't we make a movie about games, Hollywood games, you know, getting famous people there, and but it's basically James Coburn's wife or girlfriend, I'm not sure if they were married or not, is killed, and a year later he gets everybody that was at the party on a yacht in the south of France for, oh, we're going to have a you know, fun and games and it'll be great, and then he gets them there and he's basically trying to get one of them to admit they killed her. So anyway, it's a really good show. If you've never seen it, and you can source it in some way, it's Last of Sheila, really good. And then I did want to mention that Fantastic Four is now on Disney Plus. Substance is over on HBO Max, and Frankenstein just premiered on Netflix. And that's the new Frankenstein that they've been touting, and it looks good from what I've seen, but you know, Frankenstein's never been my favorite story, but and I've been eating a lot of fish. The pokey over here is really, really good. And I like the spicy mayonnaise pokey. That's my favorite. So that, just sharing that little something, but otherwise that's kind of my week.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. Well, let's see. As for my week, well, I have spent most of this last week dealing with, life changes and caretaking and working around the house and that type of thing and making sure everybody's okay. And yeah, so there's been a lot of that. So I haven't had a chance to watch much. But I do have my first decoration of 2025. Alexa popped up and said, oh, no, it's going to say something to me. It popped up and said, hey, there's an item on your wish list that's, on discount right now. Do you want it? And my mom said, yes. So I ended up with a little, like one of those ceramic Christmas trees that, light up. And yeah, so I love it, and it's very retro, and it's on my desk. So
Now,
next week I'll
when you
buy
have it
her.
turned on, does it get flaming hot?
No, there is a little bit of a warmth to it,
Yeah,
but
because that was the problem with the ones back during the day, where you turned that on and then you'd go over there and touch it and it would be like so fucking hot. It was terrible. And it just had a light bulb in it. And then, because it's just basically the little lights are fake, you know, they're just And so whatever lights inside shines out through them. But it was, yeah, flaming hot.
Yeah, no, this one is absolutely fine. You can feel that, it's a little warm, but nothing like that. I kind of vaguely remember that from one that we had at a job that I was working in my early 20s. They had that whole retro, like it really was from like the 60s or 70s.
Sure. Yeah.
And yeah, so I think I remember what you're talking about, yeah. I mean, I've been playing some WoW, some World of Warcraft, the Legion remix, where basically they take an expansion from several expansions ago and they kind of monkey with it and do this whole thing where you're not playing through it again just to play through it again, but you get like only two or three rewards that make you like really level up and be able to buy pets and mounts and stuff like that that you missed out when you originally did it. They have vendors that specifically just sell that, and you go and get, your coins to get that and all that. And it's actually been really fun. They've done a really great job with it. And I enjoy that. And then tonight, no, tomorrow. Tomorrow is they're releasing the beta for the next expansion, which is called Midnight. And so I get to I since I already have pre-purchased Midnight, I'll be able to have be a little bit of part of that. And then they're introducing housing, which is a big thing with the MMORPG role-playing games or whatever, is having player housing. And to me, I'm just like, I need to be out like doing questing and stuff. Why am I going to decorate a house? But I don't know. We'll see. It may be something that I'll be like, oh, that was just wonderful. I'm so glad they put it in. But right now I'm just like, I don't care. So anyway, then let's see what else. For those of us, for those of you who are patrons of the show, I do a podcast on there that is called My Life in Fragments, and I have started having Mom on. Mom got me this deck of conversation cards that you talk to family members. Put the questions on it, and then you relate your experiences and memories and stuff like that. And so I pulled about five of those and four or five of those, and Mom and I kind of chatted a little bit about it. And so it was pretty good. So very fun. So I'll be doing more of those. And that's exclusively on Patreon, however. All right. What's not exclusively on Patreon is Matinee Minutia, and Mr. DJ and I recorded this week, and we talked about Stella. And I remember seeing Stella, which is a 1990 movie. It's with Bette Midler and Stephen Collins and John Goodman. Among others, and Eileen Brennan. And I remember seeing it a long time ago and not caring for it that much. So I really didn't want to see it again, but I watched it. And so basically, the movie is, Stella's a single mother in 1969. She gets pregnant by a doctor and she decides to just, you go away and whatever, and then he's rich, she's not, and then ultimately she gives up the daughter to him so that she can go be married with rich people and not be embarrassed of her poor mother. At least that's what the story of the film is supposed to be. Instead, what it really is people that are headstrong and stupid and really need therapy. So yeah, it's not. To me, it was not about her sacrificing herself by staying out of her daughter's life. It was being too damn stubborn to admit, you're whatever. Anyway.
But it sounds like a good reason to watch the Matinee Minutia, and
Well, yeah. It has. Listen to us discuss this movie. And the thing is you've got great characters, you've got really great performances, and yet for me, it was just like, oh, this is so hard to watch. And yet, again, I mean, Marsha Mason, I mean, just brilliant performances, but so hard to watch. Anyway, so then last night I decided that I just had to watch Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, which is the second movie in the Chris Pratt three movie part
Boo,
Jurassic World.
boo.
And it was fun. I always I felt like the first one was really good. The second one was fun, but it was a little heavy-handed in trying to create villains. But I enjoyed watching it. Just have some popcorn and turn your mind off and watch some fun.
Did he die?
No, of course he didn't. But
Boo.
really bad people did get eaten. Of course, the thing that I thought was really interesting too is you could tell like what your audience for these movies are, because when the one guy got his arm bitten off and he's still alive and freaked out by the dinosaur, there's no blood. There's nothing. You don't see, he's sitting there with an arm missing and you don't see any nothing. So, and
Well, that
I'm kind of
changes the
fine with
ratings.
that, but yeah, again, it was for the ratings. All right. I have also been watching The Good Witch. I've probably seen this series about 10 times, but it's still fun. I'm in season 7, so I'm almost done with it. And I found out something very interesting that I did not know, and that is the actor Mark Ben-David, who plays Donovan, is gay. Not only is he gay, but he is in a relationship with another actor named Francois Arnaud, who some of you would know from the series Midnight Texas. And there's also three or four other series that he's been a big part of that were kind of ongoing. But anyway, I just thought I was really surprised. I had no idea. So it was very nice to find that out. It's always nice and fun, and he's not the one that I thought would be gay. I thought it would be the chaplain. I thought he was gay, but no. Anyway, also watching older seasons of the British Baking Championship, remembering some of the fun people and some of the obnoxious people. But you know what? None of them were as bad as some of the people that were on the Halloween Baking Championship that we just finished. Anyway, and that's pretty much all I've been able to really watch. So, all right. So now what would you do? An old acquaintance reaches out after years only to ask you for a donation to their fundraising campaign. You're not sure if they're reconnecting or just want money. Do you contribute anyway, politely decline, or ignore the message altogether? I know what you do.
Yeah, I'd ignore the message altogether. I
Yeah.
mean, if they're an old acquaintance and they're obviously not trying, oh, let's get let, we need to get back in touch with each other. They want money. That's all they're there for.
Yeah. I think I would I don't know. I might be inclined, depending on who and what and how, to do the same. If they were somebody that I had known pretty well, I would have I'd reach back out, but I would probably decline the donation because number one, I just don't have, the money to be tossing around on that stuff. You got to be somebody that I really is in my life and that I care about and stuff, but yeah, or personally in need, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, let's see. Well, yeah, so that's what we do. Hey, love it or hate it, celebrity memoirs and tell-all books.
I mean, I kind of like, especially if it's somebody I like a lot. I find it interesting, it's like on YouTube, because I don't read, but on YouTube they always have these 10 interesting facts that you might not have known about this particular person.
Hey, I'm gonna pause this.
So, like I was watching one on Karen Carpenter, who's, my hero. And it was interesting because I'd never heard this before, but they said that she could hear a song once and sing it back to you
Oh,
perfectly. Yeah, it's
wow.
just, yeah, she was a, I guess, a savant that way. And just and most of the stuff they tell, I knew, but I do love hearing, like, when they have the, oh, actors who were gay that you might not know about. And it's like, most of the time it's like, yeah, well, really, Montgomery Clift was gay? Who would have thought?
Right. Yeah.
But it's fun. I mean, they could be fun as long as I don't, unless I really hate them. I don't like the tell all bad things about people,
Yeah. I like to know, like, I like the ones that tell the behind the scenes, and even if somebody doesn't, if like it's talking about two people that didn't get along or something, I want to know. I don't ne necessarily want to hear somebody say, "Oh, I hate that bitch," and blah blah blah. I want to know why. I want to know what caused the drama, and like with Charmed, like I think I may
Sure.
even mention it last week. It's like right now online, there's so much hate toward Elizabeth or Elizabeth Alyssa Milano, and I'm like, that hate wasn't like that until Shannen Doherty died, and now they're trying to canonize Shannen Doherty, and yet she was fired from like almost every show she was on because she was hard to work with.
Oh,
So
everyone hated her.
there's going to be the truth lies in they were probably both really at fault for everything that happened. I want to hear that story. I don't want to hear one side or the other talk about, shit about the other side. I want to hear what really happened. Tell me all. So those type of books I really like. And the memoirs, yeah, I like the memoirs. I like biographies and autobiographies especially, but yeah. Anyway, hey, Chubbs, Timothy wants to know, how do algorithms shape what we think we're interested in?
Well, that's just what they do,
Yeah, I.
Well, what I like to do every once in a while, just to, because I'll on YouTube especially, I fall into a rabbit hole, and then next thing I know, all I'm seeing is that.
Yeah.
It's like I'm watching a lot of the political stuff, and I actually come to my list of recommendations, and it's none of the political stuff because I happen to watch, a food thing, and it completely flipped on me, and it's like, okay, but then it's kind of fun to fuck with them too.
Yeah, it does get me sometimes, especially being a writer. If I'm writing fiction and I have to look up some stuff about something just so I know what the hell I'm talking about and not being like totally off base. And then the next thing I know is like it's stuff like that showing up in my Facebook feed. Like when I was doing Last Romance and I was talking, that's basically, the guy is dying of cancer. So I had to look up a lot of research on that to make sure that I wasn't, talking out my ass. And the next thing you know, it's just like all this medical stuff and everything showing up on my Facebook feeds and all these things. I'm just like, I didn't need to say. But I'll tell you, on Facebook, especially if I like a couple of those lost pet things, the next thing I know, every other ad is a lost pet or a hurt pet or something like that. I'm like, oh, I do not need this in my feed all the time.
Well, my reels are all hairy guys,
Oh, I get that too.
and AI, either fat people
Oh.
or AI like disasters. It's like almost all of it. It's crazy. And the thing is that I don't watch the fat people. I watched a couple, just and it's. And then this the other okay, it's one thing when they're falling through the floor, or the guy who gets stuck on the slide, and he got stuck because the slide tube got too small and he was too big, which was weird. The ones where these fat people are at buffets and refusing to leave,
Oh, gosh,
yeah,
yeah.
they're all like Karening out, and it's like. And I keep showing Sean, and he goes, "That's not real. Stop it. It's not real. Look at this. Look at this tidal wave that hit this city. It's not real."
The Nephi was showing me one that came from well, I won't details just for the sake of it, but he was showing me one that came from somebody that he knows and cares about that was like this. It's was this woman, this person, a judge, and then this blubbering sheriff's officer or something, and then this happy black lady who was saying, "Oh, I stabbed him three or four times just because I enjoyed it." And it was like, and then they were setting the bail, even though the apparently the thing was supposed to be filmed after she was being sentenced. And like the whole thing was so AI and such bullshit, and yet it was also done so well that like I could just see so many people believing it. My mom's watching Judge Judy stories where they're talking about like Judge Judy's cases, but they're fake. They're all AI. They're all made up. They're not real.
Well, just
But
tell your mom the easiest way to tell it's bad AI or it's AI is that it's gonna the picture
hard
morphs out.
materials,
Yeah,
yeah.
there's always something bad because sometimes that you don't see hands and feet, so you don't look for extra
Oh,
fingers
and
and
like the
toes.
perspectives when they fall over, like somebody will fall over or down the stairs, and I'm like, they don't have any legs, you know? It's like, what's going on? Anyway, I
Yeah,
hate that.
just
I hate the cat videos where the like they'll
the
attack.
bear's coming and the cat
There
chases the
are
bear off.
those, but there's some ones now where like somebody's like taking care of their baby or something, and they push the cat away, and all of a sudden the cat like attacks their face, and I'm like, that cat isn't even touch. Anyway.
Well, and the one okay, you've seen the old lady, she's sweeping the porch and the bear comes up and she fights the bear off, and then there was one where a wolf comes up and she fights the wolf off. I actually saw one where this giant fish comes swimming up onto her porch and she's hitting the fish with a and the person who posted it said, "Even the fish wants to be on that porch." And it was ridiculous. It was, I mean, but at least that one was kind of funny. But it's driving me a little crazy.
Yeah, it's getting ridiculous, and I don't like them. I don't like them at all. Anyway, all right. Thank you for that, Timothy. Hey, Chubbs, Timothy wants to know, do you think the line between real life and performance is getting blurrier in today's world? Absolutely. I think most of our government right now is performance. Hey Chubbs, if Timothy wants to know, if your neighborhood put on a play about itself, what would the theme be? Well, I don't know. In my neighborhood, it would probably be that we're getting gayer. Because yeah, when we moved in, it was like trashy people and drug activity, and you just wanted to stay in your house, don't look at anybody, don't make any noise, go away. And now it's like we have the neighbor over here who is having, his parties, and brings us food. And then we have transgender people, we have the gay people, we have like the really supportive gay hippies. We have a very diverse group here now. So, I mean, we have, it's really fun. It's nice.
Yeah, ours has gotten very diverse. It was, but no one talks to each other. It's not. It's like I don't know. I know the guy who lives next door, who I've lived next door from. I know his name, and I don't know his wife's name. And then that's the only people I know in the neighborhood.
It's funny because this is the first time I think in probably our lives, except when I was a kid, that we know all our neighbors' names, like right around us anyway.
Right.
And that's pretty incredible. So, all right. Thank you, Timothy. Now I remember payphones.
As a matter of fact, I saw one just Friday. Friday, yeah, I saw one Friday. It was it's right outside this little pie shop. And it's got a surfboard, and it's a pay, it's a with the door and everything. So, but I think it's mostly used as a picture point because everyone was going over there and taking their picture, holding the payphone. Yeah, hello. So,
Thought
yeah,
that Superman needed somewhere to change, maybe. So
maybe,
yeah,
yeah.
maybe. But yeah, I haven't seen a payphone. Oh, gosh, I don't know the last time I've seen a payphone. I think there may be one in Sacramento left. I don't know. But I remember having to use them a lot when I was younger. So
Ping.
you gotta have those dimes. What?
Oh, I thought maybe you used it for like to urinate in.
No, I went when we were, no, when we were homeless, we'd have to use them to call things. And then of course, when we were done with the movies, there was a couple times I got to see the movies when I was a teenager and I'd have to call home to tell them that I was ready to be picked up. And of course, I wasn't smart enough to do the whole collect call thing. Remember that whole get up? It's a call from I'm ready to come home now. So, all right. Well, what's in your lunchbox? Mr. Moose wrote in and said, "This is the ugliest cake I've made in a long time. Couldn't get the icing to cooperate, but carrot cake anyway, one of my favorites." And I say, "It looks fabulous."
It
And I'm
doesn't
sure it
matter.
tasted
I mean,
wonderful.
the way I always look at cakes is that, okay, you want to have the great, oh, look at the cake, but if as soon as you cut into it, it's ruined. So
Yeah.
who cares? If it tastes good, that's all that matters.
Exactly. And if it's carrot cake, it's gonna taste good. All right. And then Tom sent in a few little gems as well.
Okay, well, the first one is this is fried chicken skins that you can buy in a by the bag or actually by the pound. It's this we got this over at Foodland, and it's they just I guess when they strip the chickens of the skins, they're deep frying them and selling them. So they were really good. They're really, really good. They just tasted very chickeny. I was surprised because I'm thinking. I don't know. I wasn't sure what to expect, but they were really good. That was fun. And then this is chicken Thai, drunken noodles, was the other picture. And it was really good. This is a place called Tie Me Up. It's a food truck, and they make the best drunken noodles. I it's funny because we always go there and I always get the same thing. So, And I bet I keep thinking I need to take more pictures of the food, but we buy so much food off food trucks. So it's just in a container, to go container. It's not lovely. Now I'm going to Star Noodle tonight, so I'll get some good pictures of some fancy food tonight. So
Good.
yeah. So yeah.
Okay. Well, this one comes from Mr. Michael, and it is a vegetarian truffle burger. The sauce is a truffle sauce.
It is such a mess. I want to jump in there. It's just, it looks so, there's so much.
I
It looks so
know.
big. How do you hold it? It's weird. And I do love the potatoes. I love small potatoes. They're just roasted like that. They're really good.
Me too.
Yeah, so that
Yeah,
looks good.
that looks wonderful.
I don't know what the hell it is, but it looks good.
All right. And then that is that. And if you want to send us what's in your lunchbox, please just send a photo over to us at chubsgonewild@gmail.com. And of course, you can check these photos out over on our Facebook group at facebook.com/chubsgonewild. And you can email us anything that we've talked about here. You can be part of those segments for just send us something at chubsgonewild@gmail.com. And you can find my other projects and books over at justkisstheguy.com. Find all our links at allmylinks.com/chubsgonewild. And
Oh, and if you're watching us on YouTube, make sure and like and subscribe. And that
yes.
way you or even comment, and that it helps out our algorithm.
That's true,
Yeah.
and that makes sure and make sure that we're in your box whenever we release
Ew,
show.
ew. It doesn't sound pretty.
Oh, I don't know. All right, thank you so much for tuning in. We love you, and we'll catch you next time. Bye.
Right.
This has been a, for fuck's sake, production.